It is time for sports here on The Breakfast Club.
Looks like it's sweeping time.
It's sweeping time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring in the guy who's got a happy Monday, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
That's it?
I've got other things lined up, but because we do the show on Facebook, on the second computer, which I was going to run three strikes right at the old ball game.
And I want to hear the Tampa Bay call.
Tampa Bay call?
I want to hear the Tampa Bay announcer calling the walk-off.
Do you have it?
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you what,
you told me you were going to have it.
I know. I told you I was going to have a song about sweep. I'll tell you what, while you're doing the sports, I'll see if I can find it.
That's the one I want to hear.
All right, I'll see if I can find it. And you just do what you do, and I'll see if I can find it over here, okay?
No problem.
Here we go. You start talking about the Yankees being swept, and I'll see if I can find it.
Swept, shut out, what else you want to call it? And it was against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's team, three games under 500. But I'm sure Yankee fans are going to say, well, they swept them in Tampa. Well, they were under 500 before the sweep there, too. They were 15-16. It happens. Speaking with a friend of mine who's a big Yankee fan, and I agree 100% with him, the Yankees were playing way over their heads. They had to come back to earth, and they came back to earth against Tampa. And, you know, it is what it is. You got Boone crying about the home run that turned into an out when Frazier hit a fly ball left field, hit a speaker, and an infielder made a play on it. Well, everybody's playing on the same field. If Frazier didn't know the ground rules, that's Boone's fault, because when you go to the plate before every game, they go over the ground rules with you, and you're supposed to know this and extend that to your team so they know how to play a ball in a situation. Maybe Boone failed to tell his team that the speakers are in play. So the Yankees get swept in Tampa. They lose on a walk-off home run yesterday. They get shut out Saturday. Bad weekend in Tampa. Now they play the monstrous Phillies.
I'm still looking here on the web to find it. I've got something here, so keep going.
Yeah, I know.
I had to go to the Tampa Bay Rays website, and I had to join it, for Christ's sake.
Should have just looked that up on YouTube.
That's what I did, but the only place that has a call on it is the Tampa Bay.
That's right. Don't worry about it.
So I had to join it. Here we go. I think I've got it here.
Let's hear it.
Well, hang on. Must see Bauer's walk-off home run. Hang on a second. I have to wait for a commercial to end.
Nice.
Once it ends, I can put it on here. Let's see here. Just is it or not. There you go.
See, that was a nice, calm, easy call. No homer, no nothing, you know. No stupid nicknames. And if you listen to that on the Al Jazeera channel, known as Yankee Network, they must have something on there because you couldn't even hear that siren being played. So they must have some blackout stuff that they have in their booth where you can't hear outside noise or something. Because when Sterling called it, you thought Eisenhower just died.
I don't know because I didn't hear it. But
and it's stuttering this morning. He's stuttering, folks.
Hey, listen, I went and found it for you. Didn't I?
Thank you, Marshall. Yeah, you're an upstanding man.
Now I'm going to get a million emails from Tampa Bay because I joined that damn website. I'm going to have to unjoin.
All you got to do is hit no. Hit unsubscribe.
I just have to send them to spam.
Yeah, that's so they got beaten, and the Mets, man, it just gets worse every day. 7 home runs given up by the Mets yesterday. 7 solo home runs given up by the Mets yesterday, and the Mets lose 8-7. In 11, another one.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. If anybody's a Met fan, find something else to do with your life. They are now a game and a half ahead of the Miami Marlins.
That's it.
A game and a half ahead of the Miami Marlins, but they're still 8 games ahead of Baltimore, who are the worst team in baseball. Yes. And what division do they play in? American League East.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
These things happen.
Oh, of course they do. You know what else happened?
What?
Rangers got outdone by the Islanders already, and they didn't even start playing hockey.
Well, what happened?
Well, they signed Louis Lams, right, to run the show. Right, Lamoriello?
Yep.
So the Rangers got, you know, the hot foot, and they went out and signed that stellar coach from Boston University, who's definitely going to turn the Rangers around. Barry Trotz quit. He left the Washington Capitals. Barry Trotz is the new coach of the New York Islanders.
There you go.
There you go. Already, Lamoriello's paying dividends, showing the Rangers why they should have signed him 20 years ago. So the Islanders, and by Lamoriello coming and getting Trotz, that's pretty much locks up Tavares. He's probably going to stay in Long Island, and now you're going to get other players that are going to want to come to Long Island. And before you know it, I think the Islanders are going to be on their way, and the Rangers will still be standing on a corner waiting for the R train to come by.
And they'll be playing on the island.
Yeah, I think like half of their home games this year are played in Long Island.
Yeah.
Man, you wake up this morning, it's good to be an Islander fan, huh?
I guess so. Hey, you know, the Cubs got swept, too, by this time by the Reds by a bad team.
Who cares about the Cubs?
I'm just saying that sweeps, there's a lot of disappointed people.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, folks. Here we go. They got swept. Did the Mets get swept, too?
The Mets aren't in first place. The Cubs were.
The Mets lost their sixth in a row, so they got swept. The Tigers got swept because they lost five in a row. The Cubs. The Cubs were in first place. They're not in first place anymore. But that division is not going to be settled until September for sure. Between the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals, and if the Pirates get hot instead of losing five in a row, they'll be in it too. That's going to be the division that's going to go down to the wire for sure.
All
no
right.
doubt about that.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want? You any other? I watched horse racing go backwards yesterday.
What'd you watch? Ascot.
Yeah, and it was really strange to see it.
What about the attire of the people?
Well, I figure something like that. If they go crazy in Kentucky, I figure they'd go just as crazy over.
They go way over. You don't see people in top hats and tails in Kentucky.
No, but with the hats and stuff. So it's very interesting. It was fun to watch, and I actually watched a bunch of races, and it was just hard for me to get used to going. The horses going the other direction.
Yeah, and see, that's one thing that you have to remember when it comes time for Breeders' Cup and Kentucky Derby and any big race, Arlington Million, that the Europeans ship in for. You just can't turn a horse around and say you're going to run the other way. They're not. Horses are creatures of habit. By running counterclockwise here, the left side of a horse is stronger than the right because he's pulling on the turns with his left. It's the opposite when you're running Europe, when you're turning right. So it's not that easy to say, oh, let's go on a plane and win the Kentucky Derby or the Breeders' Cup Classic or something. You have to totally retrain a horse to run the opposite direction. It's not as easy as you think. It's for example, it would be like a left-handed pitcher learning how to pitch right-handed. Well, yeah, you're a good left-handed pitcher, but can you throw righty? It's not the same thing. So you really have to take that into mind, but... Yeah, Ascot meet, I think it's 5 or 6 days long. It's the best of the best in Europe. They all congregate there, even from as far as Australia and Japan. They show up to run there because it's big money and big horses, and that's kind of like their Breeders' Cup for the Europeans in the last 5, 6 days. Real good racing.